July 5th, John and Joseph Cathcart. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Our story today is about three generations of men in one family. American men who had a heart for the Japanese. Seems like these men would do anything to tell people about Jesus. Here's the story.
People need Jesus. Do whatever it takes to reach them. John Cathcart breathed in the humid air of Japan's Nara district and climbed another step. Tonight he'd sleep in the two-bedroom house where his missionary grandpa, the one he'd barely known, once slept. Below John was Ikoma Bible College, and between rose 120 stairs. John soaked it in. Here he was in 1979, 50 years after his grandfather, Leonard Coote, had established that college. And John was climbing the same steps his grandfather had climbed. Psalm 45:17 says, "I will bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever." In 1919, when Leonard Coote beat his enormous drum, the curious Japanese gathered around the funny white man. He told them about Jesus, who had come to connect them to God. Before the crowd broke up and went home, Leonard handed out gospel tracts written in their language. There was nothing more meaningful in life, nothing more valuable to Leonard than sharing the gospel with those who had never heard it. Then in 1989, John Cathcart stepped back and surveyed the little white church right in the middle of a rice paddy, and he grinned. The number one TV show in Japan was Michael Landon's Little House on the Prairie, and this church in the rice paddy looked like the one in that series. It wasn't an everyday thing to build a church in a rice paddy, but God always made a way. The lumber had been imported from America for 1/4 the cost of building materials in Japan, and a friend from the States made good on his promise that if John ever wanted to build a church, he'd do it for free. Now white, steepled churches rose from multiple rice paddies. Curiosity about the church that looked like the one on television drew the Japanese. There they learned about Jesus. Nothing gave more lasting meaning. Nothing was more valuable to John than bringing the gospel to those who had never heard it. In 2019, Japan Joe, aka Joseph Cathcart, age 29, flashed his engaging smile as he handed out organic coffee to a Japanese mother in a royal blue coat. Her baby kicked tiny feet in a stroller by her side, and the mother smiled back as she reached for her cuppa. Joe's pop-up coffee shack, named Lumber Joe, was built on a trailer. During Japan's steamy hot months, the walls rose to allow a breeze. This time of year, the walls were down, and Joe served through a window. Lumber Joe was found in a variety of places in Gojo, Japan, often next to a skateboard park. But Joe wasn't only serving great coffee in Japan's Nara district. Joe offered Jesus. Jesus was there in Joe's smile, in his compassion, and in authentic friendship. He was there in the scriptures written in Japanese on coffee sleeves. He was there in the podcast Joe invited his customers to listen to. "It's hard for the Japanese to enter a church," Joe posted on his blog. "Not only are they chronically overworked, the thought of it seems so un-Japanese that most wouldn't even consider it." So Joe brought church to them. Most Japanese men worked 16-hour days, commuting at least an hour one way. When they bought their coffee, they received a link to Joe's podcast and talked about who Jesus was and what it meant to follow him. Joe thought about his great-grandfather's big drum and his father's steepled churches. His family had shared Jesus with Japan for more than 100 years. Nothing in life was more valuable to Joe than sharing the gospel with someone who had never heard it. What message do you want the generations after you to share? People need Jesus. Do whatever it takes to reach them.
Hello, friends. My name is Les Lira. I'm with Lighthouse Arab World. Today, our story opens with the line, "People need Jesus. Do whatever it takes to reach them." In 1919, Grandpa Leonard in Nara, Japan, would beat a big drum to attract a crowd that he could share Jesus with. In 1929, Grandpa Leonard established a Bible college. In 1989, his son John built churches in the middle of rice paddies because that's where people spent all their time, working in the fields. In 2019, Joseph Cathcart, John's son, he served coffee from a mobile cafe where he would share Jesus with his customers. Grandpa Leonard, he established a college, quite an accomplishment, but think about it. That's exactly what the Lord has called, had called, and equipped him to do. This weekend, we remember that almost 250 years ago, our American founding fathers were called and equipped to establish a new country. For the Cathcart men, nothing in life was more valuable than sharing the gospel with someone who had never heard it. For 100 plus years, they have been involved in what was established in 1919 with the beating of a drum. Fast forward to today, fellas. Here you and I are. Brothers, we're also equipped to establish great things for the Lord. Not because we're great, but because God is great. If you know what that calling is in your life, press into the Lord and He will sustain and strengthen you. If you don't, that's okay. Reach out to the Lord. He will inform you, He will inspire you, and He will light a fire in you. I promise, because He promises.